Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Commander of Joint Regional Defense Command 1, Lieutenant General Kunto Ariefwibowo in Natuna, on August 17th reaffirmed his troops' readiness to safeguard Indonesia's sovereignty. Natuna, located in the Riau Islands near the contested South China Sea, is a strategic outermost region of Indonesia. A giant red and white flag was unfurled at Piwang Beach in Bunguran Timur, Natuna, to highlight the area's importance in protecting the nation's northern borders. The Indonesian Embassy in Bucharest, Romania, celebrated the nation's 80th Independence Day yesterday, on August 17, 2025, with around 250 citizens attending. Ambassador Mediatama Suryodiningrat emphasized unity and the role of Indonesians abroad as representatives of the nation. The event featured traditional food, cultural performances, and fun competitions, bringing together the Indonesian community in Romania. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lagi ku berkata-kata kau lah yang selalu di benakku. Aku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada datang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya.
The thing that you were waiting, I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Indonesia.
Sejauh ku jelajahi dunia, menatap, mendengar, dan merasakan hidup. Hati ini pun bertanya, inikah cinta, inikah akhir pencarianku? Cinta bagai api tak berasap, ada kamu yang mau aku berantakan hatiku. Cintaku tetap saja berat.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. berat. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan. Toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian. Lagi-lagi ku pura-pura laraku, marahku sembunyi tak mau. Ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super. Setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan. Padahal aku pura-pura
Thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using the RRA Digital mobile app. You can use it to not only listening to our broadcast but also to other stuff coming from The Voice of Indonesia and also all RRA stations from across the country. And of course, you can also chat us directly on the comment section. So make sure to stay tuned with us on RRA Web Service Voice of Indonesia by using RRA Digital.
Senangmu, hidupmu adalah tanggung jawabku. Manusia super, aku ahlinya pura.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Saw more updates from across the globe about Indonesian Independence Day. So in Turkey, Ankara, the Indonesian embassy in Ankara, along with 700 Indonesian citizens, join hands not only to celebrate the day with a ceremony, but also a lot of games. And it seems that so many Indonesian citizens, even some of them are needing to take like 880 kilometers trip or around 10 hours from various cities in Turkey. And the celebration was also attended by representation of friendly countries like Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Egypt, Lebanon, and also Bangladesh. In the meantime, in Pakistan, the Indonesian embassy in Islamabad, Pakistan, celebrated the day modestly as a part of as a form of sympathy towards hundreds of people who are experiencing flash flood and landslide in Pakistan. So the ambassador of Indonesia in Pakistan, Chandra Warsenanto Sukocho, said that they do not have any diplomatic reception for Pakistan's partners for this year, especially in the Indonesian 80th Independence Day. And in here as well, listener, the embassy gave a lot of free health packages for Indonesian citizen coordinators in Pakistan. And also they earlier on August the 12th held a blood donor with Pakistan Red Crescent as part of the directives from the president of Indonesia. And from this listener, there will be more stories for you, so stay tuned on Air Table Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Tak masuk logika,
tak masuk.
Abas, Kak Abas, kata-katanya dong hari ini.
Satu kata buat sahabat, bangsat.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta hanyalah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang ku sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Aku sudah benar-benar lulu. sudah. Hanya kaulah arti mama.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan orang
alhamdulillah orang after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources.
Daya alamnya itu
so it is better for blessing and bagus, more beneficial and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact, even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, ya, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan,
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening, the big eruption happened.
Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman,
if we dig the content of Galunggung dust, mangan, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi, beras dari air Galunggung itu,
before Galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
Galunggung rice, beras which is Cianjur, produced from Galunggung water,
supermarket mana itu ada sebagian one, beras dari sini. Dari
so that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
Cianjur,
satisfying.
If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket,
most
of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
the soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mah kan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Saifullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Thank you very much for people joining us on Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia, and more from us is still available on our website vonnews.id and the application RRI Digital. In a moment, Ray will be in here with you, so stay tuned on Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia.